I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization promoting civil government school system abolition. According to the Commonwealth of Virginia's Department of Education, state law requires local school boards to establish character education programs that include addressing the inappropriateness of bullying. Here are my contentions. First, anti-bullying policies are really excuses to invoke homosexuality. If you investigate the development of bullying policies, they positively correlate with the rise of the gay agenda. Second, your tax dollars pay for there to be an anti-bullying coordinator. Third, unlike humanism, Christianity sells itself. It doesn't require force to be implemented. Humanists do need to bully people, since humanism doesn't make sense. This is why bullying policies aren't implemented using the force of law, the civil government school system. Anti-bullying policies are inherently hypocritical. They require bullying in order to prevent bullying. Fourth, these anti-bullying policies are religious. This is because someone must judge whether the alleged bully really bullied. When someone judges, they first adopt a principle that the facts are applied to. Judges determine what is right and what is wrong, according to a certain standard. Judging is a religious task. Fifth, your child could be subject to criminal liability, even for biblical behavior. An errand boy sent by grocery clerks could be responsible for your child being held criminally liable. These are not conduct policies. They are speech policies. They are unbiblical and therefore unconstitutional. Finally, this policy can be used to regulate your child's behavior when he is sitting in your living room. That's what this policy is really designed to do. Allow the civil government to have control over your child even when she is not at school. So if you are able, you should remove your child from the civil government school system. I'm Kevin R. Novak promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.